I think it would ruin downtown, and every city I've ever been in that has a casino is sadder than it was before the casino got there.
I'm concerned about what it will do to Proctor's, to SPAC, to the theaters in Albany.
We already have a rising crime problem. The casino will enhance that so much more that it's going to be not safe.
This is not the first time moneyed interests have come and trying to take away from us what we have worked so hard to maintain. This was a little bigger, but we just have to do what we've always done.
What initially started as a Facebook group created over the summer in opposition to the New York ballot question that allows up to 7 Las Vegas-style gambling casinos in the state has morphed into an organized coalition with a petition against casino expansion, various committees, and a mission to reach out into the community. The proposal, which passed on Election Day, means host counties and cities would receive the lion's share of the proceeds from each of the casinos. Saratoga Springs has been viewed as a potential location, already home to gambling at Saratoga Racecourse and the Saratoga Casino and Raceway, which is moving forward with a $30 million expansion and is expected to place a bid for a casino license. An appointed siting panel will select proposals from developers in a decision that will focus mainly on economic impact, and 20% of that decision will hinge on community support. However, on Election Day, 57% of Saratoga Springs residents and 54% of county residents rejected Prop 1. Save Saratoga core member Colin Klepetar.
The casinos, if they're going to come here, they need to show that they have the support of the public. And tonight, it showed that the public doesn't want to hear. And it's amazing what the residents of Saratoga did tonight. They came out and they showed that they don't want a casino in Saratoga Springs.
Earlier this month, Saratoga Springs Supervisor Matthew Veach postponed a vote by the Board of Supervisors scheduled for November 14th that would have allowed an expansion of casino gaming at the casino and raceway due to the opposition among the community shown at the ballot box. At the Save Saratoga meeting, attendees were given the chance to sign a petition citing their position to be brought to elected officials and also were able to sign up for several committees within the group. Core member Sarah Boyven.
So this is our call to action. The tables all represent different things that people can do to get in front of their elected officials, their appointed officials, in front of the media, write letters, be part of a Facebook or Twitter campaign to get the word out there, get people involved, because we need all the boots on the ground that we can get.
Volunteers signed up for committees that will focus on neighborhood and event canvassing, media outreach, and other areas. Saratoga Springs resident Bob Lippman signed up to volunteer within the Political Action Committee.
I'm wondering whether we can pass some sort of local moratorium on casino gambling, or whether there's some other action that we can take as a city to preserve the quality of life that we have here.
Lippman said he had participated in citizens' movements in Saratoga Springs in the past, but said no cause drew such a large crowd as Save Saratoga.
I've been involved in the Complete Streets movement and things like that to make this a safer town for bicycling. Small things like that. Important, small but important. I've never seen an outpouring like this before. I'm very encouraged by it, and I'm hoping that it sustains and grows.
Supporters of casino development in New York have pointed to its potential to assist in lowering property taxes, aiding schools, and creating jobs. The first 4 casinos will be built in the Capital Region, Catskills, and Southern Tier regions. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.